The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you.
Are you ready?
Yeah, you think you can tell us what to do? You think you can tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters.
Live from the Gau Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday?
Bold enough to improve on a 4,700-year-old tradition. Are you?
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN97.5.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory-approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number two, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at Jongi Football, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday, so whatever you do, put odds on it. So what are the odds Wednesday? And missed the first hour, a little Kyler Murray talk. Had a little talk about, we didn't really get into what we opened with, which is Bill O'Brien responding to a question about Bob McNair saying those guys needed a quarterback. So we want to get to that. And then we briefly hit on the Rockets and then just kind of let you guys run with it, because you've had some pretty good what are the odds phone calls and texts and tweets. So keep them coming. And we'll keep doing it as long as you're there when we answer the phone, when we go to you. That's all we ask. Not asking for much. Just we go to you and say, hey, Spanky, you're on the air. Then
just try and be there.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yeah. Is that too much to ask? I'm starting to wonder.
It seems like a reasonable thing, a reasonable request. But what do I know, Fred?
Well, we got some cool stuff coming up at 6:15. We will do our contest for the best What Are the Odds, which the winner of that gets a Quaker Steak and Lube gift card. And at the end of the show, we're going to do Moron of the Week. And guess what? It is a Texas edition of Moron of the Week.
Oh, boy.
All three morons from our great state, two from this city.
All right.
One I already know you know because we talked about it. We didn't get into it because we didn't want to talk about the story, but that's one of them. But that'll be at the end of the show. So
John tweeted me, this is hilarious, and I'm an Aggie. I was reading it to Fred during the break. It was a parody story about Kyle Field, the transfer from A&M.
Yeah.
$450 million facility, thinks it can do better somewhere else, something like that. It's funny.
Good stuff.
Struggling with Kyles, Kylers, et cetera. At least Aggies.
Are there any more Kyles on the roster? Because if not,
I don't think so. But at least Aggie is taking this well. I mean,
it
could be melting.
And I'll give A&M fan credit, because 10 years ago, you guys wouldn't have reacted this way.
Now
you're reacting with a sense of humor. I'm proud of you. That's how you deal with things going not going your way in life. Sense of humor.
Here's the latest from Billy Lucci, who runs TexAgs.
At one time was a regular contributor over on 1560.
Was he?
Yeah.
TexAgs tweeted out, A&M SID Alan Cannon said, Kevin Sumlin told Kyler Murray to go home and think about things, seemingly an effort to keep Murray in the fold. And then he says, Kevin Sumlin tells media he expects Kyler Murray to start the Music City Bowl versus Louisville. So, I don't know. I don't know what the hell is going on there. Yeah, but it's making it sound like even more of a mess.
Yeah, that's even worse. Okay, he's leaving. And, of course, if you're Sumlin, what are you going to do? I mean, what do you say?
Say go home and think about it.
Yeah. Wish you all the best. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. Something else we didn't get to, and for a couple days now, and I've been wanting to talk about it. Just a very brief Astros conversation, because I know people flip their radios off when they start hearing baseball. But the trade that they finally completed for Giles also involved Mark Appel,
yeah,
who was their number one pick a couple of years ago. In addition to Velasquez, who I like quite a bit. So kind of a significant haul. They probably gave the Phillies 60% of their starting rotation next year. But the problem is the Phillies are where the Astros were 5 years ago. And, you know, I don't know that other than Velasquez, I'm not sure that Appel, well, I don't think he's what they thought they were getting when they drafted him.
I mean,
and so I don't know. I don't think it's a big deal that he's included, basically. I still like the trade is what I'm getting at.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, we don't know with certainty that any of those guys that we're talking about are any good.
Oberholzer's a borderline. He's a borderline major league starter.
Yeah.
And Velasquez last year was kind of a borderline major league starter. I think he's got upside. Appel hasn't even been ready for the majors yet. So, frankly, I'm okay with this deal the way it is, even though they added in their top pick.
Yep.
I think it's a good move.
Not worried about it.
Coach Wagner asked, what are the odds no one can read your names on the Gal Media Christmas card?
Mine are pretty – it's pretty easy to read mine. It's just an A and a J.
Yeah, you just did AJ. I actually signed my – but I can't. You can't read my name when I sign it on anything.
You can read mine better than Fred's.
Yeah. If I sign a credit card bill or something, it's basically my last name is a straight line. I've never spelled out my name. All right, let's zip through some odds calls. Let's try Blaine. Blaine, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Hey guys, what are the odds that Dwight Howard really said that?
Did he really said what?
I guess that he wanted to be traded, or that he wanted out. Based on his history,
I mean, yeah,
I'll go 97.3%. Yeah, yeah, 97%, 97.3%. How about Raymond?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Going well, Raymond. Sports.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going well still.
It's even better. Hello? Even better than it was 3 seconds ago.
And action.
Go.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
It's going sports.
Hey, what are the odds that Jadeveon Clowney becomes a better player to the point where people begin realizing, hey, you know, he was totally worth the first round pick? I'm going to hang up and listen.
Man, I honestly don't know, because there are still people who think Mario Williams wasn't the right pick. So logic defies these situations. If you don't take a quarterback with the first pick, or you don't take the you know, the running back or receiver, I don't know what you want. But if you don't take the quarterback is what it seems to be, then no one's ever going to be satisfied. Mario Williams, one of the best pass rushers, will end up as one of the best pass rushers in the history of the league. But there's still people who will tell you they should have took Vince Young. So
who's been out of the league for years now.
I can't answer that question, because there will be people who, no matter what Clowney turns into, will say that he was the wrong choice.
Actually, if he turned into J.J. Watt, people wouldn't say that.
Okay,
but
maybe.
That's not going to happen, though.
Yeah.
There's only one of those. What are the odds the last three games will determine if T.J. Yates will be the backup quarterback next year? If I were a betting man, and I am, Brian Hoyer's your backup, Tom Savage is on the roster, and they brought in somebody from outside.
Or if they draft somebody, Brian Hoyer's probably your opening day starter.
Right, and that guy's the backup.
Yeah.
But I
think T.J. Yates, unless he pulls off some kind of miracle, it's unlikely he'll be around.
Yeah.
Although, man, at this point, you could maybe make the justification that T.J. Yates is more valuable than Tom Savage, right?
Yeah, I think he is. Savage hasn't been able to stay healthy in his two seasons, yeah, which is a bad look.
And if T.J. Yates does something crazy, there's somebody who will pay that guy to be a backup, you know?
And the guy's been effective. He really has. And I think he's taken to this offense a little bit. And if they go in there and beat the Colts, then, well, let's be honest. The last couple of games got Case Keenum a job with the Rams this year. So if he goes and plays well, it'll get him a job somewhere. Austin says, are you sure you're not 97.5% sure he wants to be traded?
Zing.
I see what you did there, Austin. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I want to talk about the Bob McNair's comments and Bill O'Brien's response to them. And we'll take more of your phone calls. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. The game is full of slaves and they
It's just one of those days. Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
Yesterday, Bob said y'all going to get a quarterback in the offseason, preferably the draft. What did you think about that?
I don't have any thoughts on that, John. I really don't. None. I'm just focused on the Colts. I think, you know, any thoughts on that or questions about that, you should direct to Bob.
And we are back on The Blitz. Talk to the boss, huh? That's the answer?
Yeah.
Well, two parts here. For one thing, I'm kind of sick of O'Brien's cocky-ass attitude for somebody who's never accomplished anything as a head coach. You were 9-7. Ooh. You won 8 games at Penn State. Ooh. I mean, come on. You're not Bill Belichick, all right? So,
but he worked with him.
Quit being a dickweed, for one thing. Number two, I'm not so sure that was the best timing. And I love Bob McNair, and I think he's honest, and he'll say what's on his mind. But this might not be the best time for him to come out and say, yeah, we're going to get a quarterback next year.
Yeah.
And not that it matters. I think Brian Hoyer and TJ Yates know they're not the future of this franchise. But, you know, he said, in the past few years, we've used most of our high picks on defense. And which is true. And also, I don't know if it makes a ton of sense that they did. It's time we went ahead and beefed up our offense. Coach O'Brien wants to get that franchise quarterback. Rick wants to get it. Cal McNair wants to get it. And I want to get it. We all want it. Fans want it. We're all on the same page. There's no disagreement about that. So
I disagree.
I do, too. In fact, I'm going to disagree with you. But the bottom line, though, he also said he doesn't plan to shake up his front office or coaching staff. So I'm making no plans to make any changes. My plan is to win this game Sunday. That's what I'm concerned about. Frankly, I'm not concerned with what the record is. I'm concerned about winning the division. That's what counts, whatever it takes to get there.
I mean, I guess that's the coach speak. And that,
that's owner
coach,
speak, yeah.
So, an owner, yeah. But that's the sort of written out line for you. I don't know if that's what he means.
He also said,
can look ahead to the next season while in this season.
Yeah,
you can do that, right? It's allowed.
You can.
You can't. You just can't talk about doing it.
Yeah, but I don't think I'd be talking about, oh, we got to get a quarterback now.
Yeah,
I think that's the wrong time to bring that up. And just a couple other things. Says, I think Bill and Rick get along, and the way we're organized is good. We've actually done fairly well. I know there's been criticism of the draft, but look back at it. On offense, 9 of our 11 players are guys we drafted. On defense, it's 8.
Now let's talk about how many of them are good.
Well, and that's because if you're counting C.J. Fedorowicz.
Yeah, you drafted him. Good job.
He sucks. He's awful.
You drafted Xavier Suofilo. Great job. You drafted Alfred Blue. Kudos.
Alfred Blue was a 6th-round pick, though.
Well, I mean, they drafted him.
Yeah, I mean,
listen, you can't brag about all of your draft picks when, you know, the guys you were bragging about aren't that good.
We need to give Bill O'Brien credit for keeping things together in that period of time. Does he make mistakes? Sure, he makes mistakes, but who doesn't? Most of his mistakes haven't been that great, and he's been able to overcome them. It's almost like we're Jekyll and Hyde. We play so well as we did for 4 games there, minimize penalty, minimize mental errors, and play really good, solid football. And beat an undefeated team. And then we turn around sometimes and start making some of the same mental errors and not executing as well. We lead the league in drop passes. That's not a statistic you want to lead in.
No.
And they do.
But
lead.
You drafted all those receivers.
And that's the thing.
Except Nate Washington. You didn't draft him.
No, and he's pretty good at dropping the ball.
Yeah, he's a leader in that category. But so are those tight ends.
Yeah, Ryan Griffin, you drafted him. Not so good. 713-780-ESPN. Let's try a phone call. Let us go to Caleb. What's up, Caleb?
Hey, sports guys.
Sports to you.
Yeah, I was wondering what the odds were of the Texans actually going pretty heavy in the free agency this coming up year and getting some solid players.
I mean, it depends on what you consider solid. I mean, they're going to get players in free agency. I don't know. I don't know who you would consider a big splash, you know.
Yeah, and it just depends on who's available and who teams cut loose.
Yeah, it's a little early.
And I think the thing is there will be quarterbacks out there too, whether it's – but they're guys who have flamed out for whatever reason, like Colin Kaepernick.
Yeah. If he's even available.
If he's available. RG3, if he's available. Is that what you see as an answer? I don't know.
Probably not.
And that's the thing. Whoever you get, it's going to be somebody who's already failed somewhere else.
Sam Bradford,
yeah.
Would Texans fans be excited about that? I don't know if you can.
The only guy out there who might become available that would excite me is Matthew Stafford.
And by the way, he's not a free agent.
No, it's going to cost you probably Jadeveon Clowney.
Very well could.
Yeah. Which, okay. I mean, but that at least is a guy that I think you can win big with.
Let me give you one more name, and you tell me if it would interest you at all. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yep.
I mean, we know he's not – he's an upgrade from what they've got right now. But we know he's probably not the long-term answer. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's 33 years old.
If you draft a guy that you think is going to be your guy in a year or two, I'd have no problem with bringing him back.
But they're probably not going to draft a guy because they've got Hoyer for another year. They're probably not going to draft a guy, bring in Fitzpatrick, and have Hoyer.
Right.
So, and Fitzpatrick may be earning enough money where he's not taking $3 million a year. He's, you know, he may actually get an actual starter salary.
I think the other name that nobody's mentioned is if they do move on from Sean Payton in New Orleans, if Drew Brees becomes available, that's not a long-term answer, but it's an answer.
Yeah.
It's an answer.
I've not seen good things out of that.
I think you'd have more talent around him here, but
maybe so.
And I think the way O'Brien runs his offense, they put everything on Drew Brees in New Orleans, and I think the way he would run the offense here might work better. But I don't think he has more than 2 years left. So, again, you're kind of stop-gapping, but you're giving up a high pick to do it.
It's like, to me, getting Drew Brees right now is like getting Peyton Manning right now.
Yeah.
It's a coin flip on if you're even going to get a year of good productivity out of him. I don't know for sure. I don't know what that guy
I don't know either, but I still think...
I could understand you taking the chance.
Yeah.
I would get it, but I just don't know.
I just wonder what the price
answer
would be. I love the show, guys. Not disagreeing, but why does the media think the coaches have to be 100% transparent when asked questions? I don't think they have to be transparent. And he goes, when they get mad when they don't get answers they like, why does it matter so much? Well, it matters because those guys are asking the questions that you don't get to ask. So, you know, regular Texans fan probably wants to know what O'Brien thinks about what the owner of the team said about the quarterback position. Yeah. Or how they're going to fix some of the things that went wrong in the game before. You want to know those things. And I'm not saying he has to answer every question. I'm not saying coaches have to do that. But this guy is over the top with non-answers, with BS, and attitude. And he hasn't earned that right. Bill Belichick can say whatever the hell he wants. He's earned that right. Bill O'Brien hasn't. Go out and win something. Let's try Mike.
Sports, Mike, what's up?
Hey, guys, how's it going?
It's going sports.
I was listening to you guys talking about the quarterback situation in the future, Fitzpatrick and Hoyer. A couple of things. One, Hoyer, at what point will the Texans have the ability to walk away from that guy, considering the fact that he's had multiple concussions? At some point, the light is going to be shining on them in the heat for having him continue to come back when he's had that many concussions, especially since it's a hot topic. And then as far as what you're saying with the coach, I agree with you. Bill Belichick, Popovich, those guys, they have the right to talk to people the way they want to because they've won. He doesn't yet. I'm a Texans fan, season ticket holder, and I'm a little bit tired of it. You guys have a good one.
Thanks, man. Nah, Popovich can do whatever he wants. Popovich has earned that right.
Yeah. Rottweiler says, y'all are talking Fitzy. What are you, high? I'm just saying, the guys that are going to be out there available that are an upgrade over what's here now. And, yeah, Fitzpatrick is an upgrade over what's here now. Like it or not, he is.
What are the odds another caller will ask you guys how you're doing three times in a row?
My God. Guys, please, you don't have to ask how we're doing. We're doing great.
We're doing awesome.
When we go to you, it'd be awesome. I'd be doing a lot better if you guys would just start talking when we say your name. And
yeah, you could drop a sports. That's fine. But, you know, ask us how we're doing. We're getting paid to be on the radio 3 hours a day.
The reason why I say sports is because I got tired of answering how you doing. And now it's not working anymore.
Listen, we have a lot of new listeners. It's cool. We're always doing great, okay?
We're good. And if we were crappy, we wouldn't tell you about it because we're not trying to bog down your day because you already
exactly.
got enough going on.
Because you probably had a, trust me, you've had a worse day than we have, no matter what. So you might have gone in and had problems with your boss or something else. You don't want to hear about our day being crappy because our day is never crappy. I mean, we have the greatest job in the world. We get to do incredibly cool things. And right now we're drinking really good beer. So, yeah, life is great.
At work.
On the clock.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's try JP. What is up, JP?
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Sports, Jack.
Hey, sports. Hey, my I'm a Steelers fan, first off. And my what are the odds question is, what are the odds the Houston Texans win their division, the Pittsburgh Steelers get the fifth seed, and they'll play the Houston Texans round one? If that happens, what do you put the odds on that game? Now hang up and listen.
I mean,
the Steelers would eat their soul.
Yeah, the Steelers.
If Ben's healthy. Yeah, if Ben's healthy. Right now, the Steelers might be the second best team in the AFC, and they're not even eligible for the playoffs right if the season ended right now. But I do think the Texans are going to win the division.
I don't.
I think the teams they're playing right now are absolute crap. And the Texans are bad, but they're not absolute crap. And I think they go in, I think they beat Indianapolis and win one of the last two, and that's going to wind up getting it done. I think 8-8 wins the division.
I just have a hard time saying that Indianapolis is absolute crap, the Texans aren't, yet Indianapolis beat the Texans.
They did.
In Houston.
They did. And Texans played like garbage in that game.
Texans play like garbage in most games.
I do think defensively they've made enough adjustments. And the Colts are a worse team now than they were then. They're considerably worse. I mean, you can't look at the last two games the Colts played and tell me,
this team's
clearly better than the Texans.
No,
they're not.
But you can't tell me the Texans are clearly better than anyone.
I think they're better than the last three teams left on their schedule. Not by much, which means they're going to lose one of those games. The one they can't lose is Sunday. They have to win that game. And I think they will win that game. So, anyway, quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Still Snoop Dogg and D.I. Guess who's back?
Live from the Gow Studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5, brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. Well, that says talking Houston sports for 15 hours may not be crap, but it is insane. So is he saying we're crazy?
Maybe.
Yeah. I'm okay with that. I admit to having a little crazy in me. Most geniuses do. There's always a little bit of mental offness to the truly brilliant people. Frankly, I'm not one of those. All right, let's try TJ. What's up, TJ?
How y'all doing?
You know that. Go ahead.
What's a franchise quarterback for to y'all?
It's a guy that you feel comfortable throwing out there every week. You feel like he gives you a chance to win every game that you're in.
Okay. I know some of the best quarterbacks came out in later rounds, like Joe Montana, Tom Brady, Russell Wilson. And most of them got cuss gene, right?
Most of them got what?
Most of them got the cuss gene.
Okay.
Okay, somebody remind me, like, remind me of that on the Texans. No, he got a clutch gene. He came out in the later round.
Who's that?
You know, TJ Yates.
Oh, good Lord.
And he didn't have a full season just to play, but he done won us some big games.
Dude, you realize you just made a phone call where you're
You're freaking comparing T.J. Yates to Tom Brady and Joe Montana. You know how crazy you sound? You know how crazy that is? I mean, have you watched T.J. Yates play? Have you watched what they've asked him to do? You can't win with that guy. You can't win with him. I can't believe that call just happened.
I can.
Did it say on the screen? You read it off the screen.
No,
did it say?
I can't read what it's. I can read like the first three words because I need to get my LASIK redone.
That guy is banned from ever calling this show again.
And by the way, I don't consider the third round a late round pick. A third round is still early rounds, right? There's seven rounds of the draft. I just want to do the math here a little bit. John, we got to bring you in on this. Asian math genius.
Okay.
Seven rounds.
Yes.
Late rounds would be what?
5, 6, and 7, probably.
Okay. Early rounds would be
1, 2, and 3.
Okay. Because Russell Wilson and Joe Montana were third round picks.
Yeah. You could probably say, make an argument early rounds 1 and 2, and then the late rounds 6 and 7, and the mid rounds are 3, 4, and 5.
Okay, but that's not a late round. Okay?
No.
I just want clarification on that.
TJ Yates has played in 17 games in his life. He scored 6 touchdowns and has 7 interceptions and 7 fumbles. I don't care how clutch your genes are. That's not...
Hey, I just had a brilliant idea, man. We need to start our own blue jean company, Clutch Jeans.
That guy won...
That's what we need to do.
That guy won a playoff game.
Look, he's
and,
not...
And listen, when he won the playoff game, let's temper down exactly like what he did to win that football game. I mean, I'm not trying to poo-poo it.
No, go ahead, poo-poo it.
But, I mean, he threw for 150 yards in the game. I can't have that discussion about T.J. Yates. I can't. If you think T.J. Yates is a franchise quarterback, then there's nothing that I can tell you that's going to make sense because you're a crazy person. That's what it boils down to. You're a lunatic.
Well...
He also picked out, like, the 3 outliers in the entire NFL history.
Well, and that's the thing, and we've gone through this before where, and when you talk about a franchise quarterback, that basically, that doesn't mean an elite quarterback, but a guy that he leads your team, you feel like you can win games if he's out there. Joe Flacco is a franchise quarterback. Matt Ryan is a franchise quarterback. Matt Stafford's been a franchise quarterback. Even though they're not elite, those are guys that you feel like can go out and play every week and give your team a chance. And yes, a few of those guys come from later rounds, but the vast majority are high picks. And I'm not going to go through and break down where all the starting quarterbacks came from. But for everybody who says you can find Tom Brady in the 6th round, you know how many Tom Brady's they found in the 6th round? 1. You know how many Tom Brady's they found in any draft? 1. And that's the thing. When you sit here and say, we need to get a guy like Tom Brady, there's only one of those. You're not getting that. Your goals should be a little bit more modest. You know what? I'd like to get the next Matt Ryan.
Oh, that'd be so great.
Yeah, or the next Joe Flacco. Either one. You're not going to get the next Tom Brady because there is no such thing. And if he exists and you find him, great. But there's only one of those. Just like there's no other Montana. I mean, there was one of those.
I can't even believe that call happened. I can't believe it.
I think I'm going to have to drink now. I mean, seriously drink. I've been sipping this stuff. All right, let's try.
That I don't know why that made me so angry.
No, we got a full board.
I should have known it was going crazy talk when he said there's somebody on our roster. I should have known.
Well, I know. It's not our – by the way, we don't own the – and well, I knew it was going to go crazy when he asked us how we were doing. So let's try Casper.
I just want to take the rest of the day off.
You know, that's probably a good idea.
John, we got something we could play for the next hour and a half?
Like, I mean, y'all must have been playing twos and threes.
No.
You're
going
to be able to rack up a triple double.
God,
this
no.
is like, what we're about to give you guys.
God, no. That's going to happen, though.
What are y'all going to? 100, game to 90.
Y'all want to keep messing around?
Do they have a clock on the court?
With these crazy-ass calls?
Yeah, like, how the clock stop able? After every major?
This is what we're going to give you. You better start acting right, guys. we can fire back on you guys. That'll be what you hear for the rest of the day.
So you'll be stuck on 290 for the next hour and a half listening to that.
Play ball, and they bring their homeboys with them to play ball. Their homeboys are basically there to pass them the ball and tell
you
them
how
great
this?
They are. Like, that's how that works.
We can make that
happen.
So
my brother said once he was playing ball in the gym in New Jersey, and LT showed up with a couple of his partners.
That's right.
I got
and
things
he said
I can
all
do.
All LT was doing in the game, so LT was shooting deep threes.
Yep.
Deep three.
Yep.
And every time he put a three,
y'all about
up,
to get that Bomani action.
All right,
let's throw that Bomani upside your head.
I don't want to do that to the people. I'm
about to. I don't want to do it either, Fred.
Not because of one guy's phone call. I'm still believing in the 95% of our listeners.
Fred,
who don't
you know how many people we've said, "Hey, what's up?" and then they were didn't answer. Or, I mean, listen, we're about to give these guys Bomani Jones, all the Bomani they can eat.
All right.
I've got enough stress in my life.
Let's try Casper. What's up, Casper?
Sports.
Sports to you.
Hey, gentlemen. What are the odds that Fitzpatrick leads the Jets into the playoffs, and then it just magnifies the mistakes that O'Brien and Smith have been making?
Well, I mean, that's kind of the possibility, is that they make it – if they make it to the playoffs – there's some pressure off the shoulders of these guys, and I don't know if there should be, but I mean, maybe if they make the playoffs, though, at the same time, maybe you're sort of on your way. I don't know.
I hope not. I hope that they don't realize how close that, I mean, that winning this division doesn't mean they're close to the ultimate goal.
Right. It's like if the Eagles win the division, should people be pleased with Chip Kelly's coaching job?
No. And
if the Cowboys win the division, should the Cowboys just say, "Oh, we really don't need Tony Romo"?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't know, man. It's just somebody asked me, what do you guys have against Bomani? It's just not for me. I don't think it's for.
I'll tell you. Fred's going to give you the PC answer. I'll tell you honestly. It's terrible radio. Bomani Jones isn't good on the radio.
It's just not for me.
And if you listen to this show and you like Bomani Jones' show, I don't know what's going on. I'm not sure. I don't know. I guess different strokes, but I can't imagine that you enjoy both those things.
Joshua says, new Blitz drinking game. Every keyboard cat you drink, or to encourage good calls, every good call you drink. I'm good with that. Let's try Jordan. Jordan, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Hey, sports fellas.
Sports to you.
So, Texans make the playoffs. They get a later first-round pick. What are the odds they trade up to get a higher pick, and who do they trade?
I don't know. I mean, it's hard to say now depending on where they pick and who's picking ahead of them. I mean, and what they're really looking for. It's a little early for draft talk because we don't know how the season's going to shake out. We don't know where they're going to be picking. The Texans... I mean, they just traded up a couple of years ago. I don't know if they're going to be looking at how often. I mean, they haven't shown to want to do it often. I don't know if they'll be looking to do it again. But, you know, maybe if they feel like they can get a franchise quarterback, maybe they will.
But that's the thing. I think the year they decide they want to get a franchise quarterback and Bob McNair comes out and said it, it's not the year to do it. I mean, I think Paxton Lynch can be a really good player.
Paxton Lynch is probably going to be the first quarterback to go.
But
he's probably going to go like second or third to the Browns or 49ers, whichever one's there.
And then his career will be doomed because he winds up in Cleveland.
And then Goff will probably go to the other team that's the Browns or 49ers. Those are the teams at the top of the draft that are going to be looking to take quarterbacks, I think.
And that's a problem.
Why am I so frustrated with today's show?
I don't know.
I mean, I feel like I'm losing my mind
here. You should be in a good mood, man.
I should be.
I don't know why you're in a bad mood. Man, I gave you a really good Christmas present.
Did.
You know that you should be happy over that.
I don't know what's going on. I don't know how to deal with this day.
Hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe we should just take the last hour.
I'm looking at this. We've got lines are full, and I'm imagining what percentage of these calls are just complete lunacy.
I'm okay.
And
with
I don't
lunacy.
Know how I'm going to deal with it.
Oh, your boy Negative Nolan's on. We got to get him on.
No, we don't.
Yeah, we do. DJ's on there. You know, he'll be good. He always is. See, there's good calls on there. Of course, we have to go to break.
How about those calls stay on until 6:15, and then we'll play the game?
Yeah, why don't you guys, okay, listen, there's some good callers on there. Here's the deal. 6:15, we're going to play a game where the best What Are the Odds call wins a $50 gift card to enjoy dinner on us, Quaker Steak and Lube in League City. So if, you know what, I see about four of you guys on there right now. You need to hang up and call back at 6:15 because you can win this $50 gift card for the same thing you're going to do now for free. So what do? You don't give it away for free, right? Because we got Gym of the Day coming up next. Then we got a segment at the top where there's a couple things we need to get to. And then 6:15, well, you probably want to call about 6:13 and get on there. Talking to you, DJ, and Negative Nolan and all you guys. And the best one, we're going to give you a gift card for being cool. Jong's going to pick, though.
I need a break.
Do you really?
Yeah,
well,
I do.
First you need to tell people how to, maybe they need a break in cleaning their house.
Yeah, maybe, listen, the holidays are right here. They're right around the corner. You know, you're probably going to have people over. I know I am. I want my house to be looking its best because I got in-laws coming over. I got my family coming over. I don't want them to think I'm a slob. You know, host with confidence. Have clean floors. Put your trust in dirt-free interior cleaning. Houston's leading home cleaning experts. I've used them for a long time. I used them back in Austin. I use them here. They do fantastic work. They leave your house looking like new every time. And they're Houston's leading carpet cleaning professionals for a reason. They're not using soaps or chemicals, which can damage your carpet fibers like the other guys do. They've got a non-toxic patented pre-spray along with super water and truck-powered equipment. And that's what really sets them apart, the best technology in the game. Once the stains are gone, they're not going to come back like they do with those other guys. And they do carpet, tile, stone, leather, oriental rugs, upholstery, air ducts, marble, all with that unique patented technology. Sunday service is now available, and they're doing something for the children's. Get a free room cleaned right now with a free speed dry with any purchase when you donate a new toy for Toys for Tots. It's the season for giving, and it's the season for a clean home, and the clean home always begins with the light, brand-new look and feel of clean carpets. Call 281-347-8373. That's 281-347-8373, or visit them online at dirtfreecarpet.com for 24-hour scheduling and additional specials. Call 281-347-8373 for dirt-free cleaning. In a trap, trip I can't grab.
Never thought I'd be the one who slips. This is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5. ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report, presented by Texas Citizens Bank.
I'm Frank Miller for Ron and Sonnen. Well, the markets closed with strong gains today following the long-awaited announcement from the Federal Reserve on interest rates. The Dow was up 224 to 17,749. The NASDAQ was up 76 to 5071, while the S&P was up 30 to 2073. Well, the waiting game is finally over. Fed Chair Janet Yellen announced this afternoon that the central bank would raise interest rates for the first time in nearly a decade. In the press conference that accompanied the announcement, Yellen said that the quarter point hike was mainly due to a steady period of economic growth. She predicted that the economy would continue to grow at a moderate pace, but she did express some concerns over stagnant wage growth. Yellen also went on to say that the Fed would continue to hike interest rates, but would only do so gradually through 2016. The Fed's rate hike had a mixed effect on commodities in the afternoon. Oil fell to a five-year low following the Fed's announcement, dropping to nearly $35 per barrel. Elsewhere, gold held steady today near $1,073 an ounce.
ESPN 97.5's Market Scoreboard Report was presented by Texas Citizens Bank, the official bank of ESPN 97.5.
Texas Citizens Bank, the best financial partner for owner-managed businesses offering a full array of financial products and services. Go to TexasCitizensBank.com for more info on business banking, corporate accounts, commercial mortgage loans, and direct deposits from your office. Texas Citizens Bank, the independent, locally owned alternative. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Texas Citizens Bank, the official bank of ESPN 97.5.
Hey guys, it's Nick from Nick's Place, and it's time to gather around the holiday pizza and celebrate the season. That's right, bowl season. 4 weeks of football bliss. And when you're looking for a place to watch the game with your buddies, get on out to Nick's Place, where we'll have the game on with sound, and it won't cost you a car payment to have a good time. Here at Nick's, we always have every NFL and NBA game on, and for you hockey fans, want to see your team play? Well, Nick's has the NHL package, so you won't miss any of the action. Hey, how about UFC and WWE pay-per-views? Well, Nick's is the place. Look, other bars try to be so many things. We just want to be your sports bar. We're open daily for lunch, and we're the place where you can come see Raheel's mustache growing even more every Friday at 10 a.m. Nick's is the perfect place for your alumni or Christmas party with our awesome daily specials, and our kitchen's open daily till 1 a.m. So come on out and be part of the family. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Nick's Place HOU for game info and specials. Since 1993, it's Nick's Place, Rocky Ridge and Westheimer.
Sony SPN 97.5 Traffic Center. If you're on I-45, the North Freeway, northbound at Shepherd, crews have cleared that accident out of your way, but there is an accident on I-10 Katy Freeway, westbound at the West Sam. This report is brought to you by Burlington, Faux Fur, Super Warm Parkas, and more. Make Burlington your coat headquarters this winter, and you'll find the perfect style for everyone at Burlington. From the Rigzoni SPN 97.5 Traffic Center, I'm Tiffany Terrell.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. For more great sports talk, try Yahoo Sports Radio 1560 AM. Two great sports stations, two presets. Lock them in.
Lock them in. It's our last toy drop for the year. Join us at Neighbors Emergency Center Saturday. We'll be at the location in Bel Air on South Rice from 2 until 4. We'll take donations of unwrapped and open toys for the Toys for Tots drive. While you're there, make sure to enter to win an autographed Dwight Howard jersey. Help us bring joy to all Houston Tots this year. So, John, is it Sunday that I'm supposed to be somewhere? There's a couple of them coming up that I agreed to. That...
Yes, Sunday is one of them.
All right, so Sunday from 12 to 2, where am I going to be?
Let me double check.
Okay, because I need to know, mostly for my own sake, but just so we can let the people know to show up. 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776 is your number. And at 6:15, we will give away a $50 gift card to Quaker Steak and Lube, which I need to get down there.
You're going to be at Junction on West Gray.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, it's walking distance for me. So 12 to 2 at the Junction, which is, I can say it now because now it's always crowded. That's my go-to UFC place.
Did you go there for the McGregor fight?
No, I bought it.
You knew it was going to be crazy.
Yeah, because, well, I remember telling you about it, and you were going for the Ronda fight. And just said it was nuts, and that's.
Yeah, it would've...
I've been there a bunch of times, and nobody ever goes there. And it's the only place in Midtown or downtown that actually shows the fights. And I've never had a problem getting a table. It's never been that crowded. And the last two times, it's just been crazy. So everybody's figured it out that they're the only ones who do it. I mean, they're not the only ones. I think Little Woodrow's does it, but they're always packed, and nobody's there to see the fights. So right. They're just like standing in front of you while you're trying to watch the fights. So that was kind of my go-to place, and now it's... But it'd be cool to hang out there. I like that place. All right, time for your Zadi Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadi Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, this story involves a gentleman that I played Little League Baseball with and grew up with. The man's name is Mark Oberholzer. He's the owner of Mark One Plumbing in Texas City. Well, you might have seen this story, but a couple of years ago, he sold his pickup truck, and it was photographed in Syria being used by terrorists as a combat vehicle. Ugh. With Mark One Plumbing on the door with the phone number. And it shows militants firing heavy artillery out of the bed of the F-250. Which still had the logo on it. It went viral. It was even on the last episode of the Colbert Report. Since then, Oberholzer has been subject to thousands of threatening phone calls, visits from the FBI and Homeland Security, and even had to shut down his business and leave town.
Oh, no.
So now he's suing the AutoNation Ford Gulf Freeway dealership, where he traded the truck, for not removing the decal from the truck's door. I think that's fair. It says, according to the lawsuit, Oberholzer said he attempted to remove the decal himself, but a dealer stopped him because he might damage the paint job. The suit says AutoNation assured him they would remove it themselves before reselling the car. He's seeking $1 million in damages.
It's a lot of dough.
That's a lot of dough.
But it seems a little bit fair.
It kind of does, doesn't it? I mean, that's kind of negligent if you're just, and I don't know who they sold it to that went off and then sold it to Syrian terrorists, but...
That wasn't nice.
No. And imagine if we had a Blitz logo on a truck that got sold and then a bunch of Syrian terrorists start shooting people and it goes viral with the Blitz logo. How do you think people would feel about us?
Yeah. It's more like if our t-shirts end up in the Syrian hands, yeah, and they're all wearing them.
Yeah, like
if some ISIS guy was wearing the pepper spray shirt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be good pub for us, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, for us, it'd be kind of good for that to go viral. And they say, oh, they're all fans of this radio show. They must be. Yeah, that would be okay.
It would be cool if there was a dead terrorist wearing our
shirt.
Yeah,
that would be the best part. One where you could see the shirt, but somebody blew his brains out, so there's brains everywhere in a Blitz shirt. That would be cool. But, I mean, I really feel for this guy. Carr got, and he's having to answer questions from Homeland Security. And really, Homeland Security, you think he's supplying trucks to these guys? Is that what you thought? Is that what you were asking? It's kind of like, yeah, are you giving these trucks? No, I sold the truck, and they were supposed to take the thing off of it.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's okay for you to be a terrorist. Just make sure that my phone number's on the side. Is that really what you're doing? Come on. Anyway, he was a nice guy, man. His family has been in the plumbing business forever, and I'm pretty sure we played on the same baseball teams in the Little League for a long time, but I'm old and I drink a lot, so I don't remember all the details.
Well, you better get to be friends with him again. He's on his way to being a millionaire.
He should be. Although I'm not sure a car dealership can afford $1 million. Anyway, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gym of the Day.
I'm sure they've got insurance or something.
The Gym of the Day. It's the Gym of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gym of the Day.
Would they really have insurance? I mean, how often do you expect to get sued as a car dealership?
I don't know.
I'm suing you. You lied about the cost of this stuff. Well, we do that every day. How can you sue us? Yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
Yeah. My buddy Steve texted and said, AutoNation said it went straight to auction. The auction company was supposed to remove the decals. So.
Well, you know what? Somebody's at fault there. And if you had to go through all that stuff and actually move because you're getting threatened, yeah, you deserve something for that.
Agreed.
Lamont says, Fred, especially with your last name, oh, yeah, the feds would get you. I've had my run-ins with the feds over something as simple as being in an airport.
Yeah.
So I guess I get it, but I'll tell you this. They don't have a sense of humor.
No. No, they don't.
And I learned that real fast. But all right. Anyway.